Hello, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, broadcasting live from UBC, located on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined by my special guest, Claire.
Hello.
And this is Deliberate Noise. I hope everybody had a fabulous weekend. Today we're going to start off with a song about something that I got on Saturday.
Oh.
Can you guess what it was?
Sun?
Sunburn!
Woo!
The song is called Sunburn. It is by a band from Melbourne called Waster from their tape A. Here's Sunburn on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
beer, New Zealand, that is by Bad Who, who are from Victoria, from their album, What Is When. Right before that was BB with New Blue. You're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. Bad Who sent us an email, Claire.
Oh, really?
And what I didn't understand is in the subject line, it says honeypot equals best bathroom, question mark?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, and then they didn't explain in the email.
I know.
I'm just like, okay, what is honeypot?
I was actually disappointed.
I know, I wanted to hear about it. That's why I clicked. It's like basically clickbait. They're sending us email like...
That's exactly what it was.
That's, yeah,
they knew we would click it for the bathroom, and then they're like, ha, play our music.
I mean, I like that song because I love root beer, so that was great. But what is honeypot? Is it a restaurant? Is it a
must be clothing somewhere in Victoria.
Store? Yeah, I'm assuming. Could be anywhere, though. Could be an actual honeypot. That's a great way to go to the bathroom. Because when you squat, you really...
How's going to the bathroom for you right now?
You know, normal. Nothing either super good or super bad. What about you?
It's fine. I just wondered, Nina sunburned her butt.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It probably feels nice because, like, cool toilet seat.
I've probably put on, like, half a liter of aloe on my body in the past 2 days.
I was not sunburned from Saturday except for a small patch at my back.
Because you put sunscreen on and I didn't. And, okay, I told you I would sunscreen your back.
And I was like, no, I got it. And then I did miss. I just missed a little sliver that got really badly burned.
What have we learned? Accept help when you know when you need it from your friend. Even though it could be kind of gross, even if you have back knee,
I have
Claire,
back knee. I just don't like other people having to touch it.
Claire, I offered. Okay, that's all I can Only do. You. I offered. Claire, what did you think of Thor's Palace? We were both there last Friday.
Sweet place.
Yeah?
I lived up the street for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I would always walk past and be like, what a cool place. Like, and I always wanted to just walk in, and I was like, no, they're probably all friends. Mm-hmm. And then I was there on Friday, and I was
Definitely
just like, I could have walked in. Yeah, they are, but they're so welcoming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Really, really cool place. Very, very cold water coming out of that kitchen tap, which I loved.
Beauty. But very hot in there.
Yeah, hot and loud.
Because I was surprised how small it was. You could really only cram, maybe by the end there was like maybe 30
small
people
living room.
In the tiny living room with a piano and a drum kit. But even without that stuff, it was still a tiny living room.
Yeah. There were people in the hallway.
A lot of fun, though.
Yeah.
Necking did a really good job of like going out and bringing people into the room and just
getting people jazzed.
Yeah. Yeah. Although by the end of the night, everybody was pretty fired up. I had a couple embarrassing moments at Thor's.
Yeah.
Madeline, who hosts She's in the Wire right before, witnessed a very embarrassing moment on my part.
Really?
I was like confidently like waiting outside the bathroom and like knocking on the door. And then this other person was like, that's not the bathroom. That's like someone's bedroom. And I was like, no, I've already peed like here. That's the bathroom. They were like, what? You peed in someone's bedroom? Anyway, I had this weird moment where I just forgot.
And you were wrong about it.
And then when the bathroom door actually opened and it wasn't the door I thought it was, I was like, am I in the Matrix? Like, what's happening?
Wow.
There's a lot going on. And Madeline's face was laughing. Hey, we're getting a call. Should I pick it up?
Yeah.
On air? Do we remember how to do this? This button, maybe a little bit of this button and some of that? Hello?
No, they hung up.
We lost them.
We lost them.
Now they're calling back. We'll get back to you on this.
Hello?
Hi, ladies. We're stuck in traffic here, and we were loving what you were playing, but your chit-chat is really just driving us bananas. Please play some rock and roll. Please.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious. Oh, wow.
Ouch.
That's why we don't pick up calls on air.
Yeah.
Well, fine. I was going to play a song anyway, but not for those people.
Yeah.
It's not really rock and roll anyway. Winona Forever has a new album coming out very soon. Super excited about it. Their latest single called Gazing beautiful music video. You have to watch it. The dancing is just beautiful. And yeah, beautiful song. This was in my head on my bike ride here.
Nice.
And I loved it.
Gazing around.
Anyway, here's Gazing by Winona Forever. Whoever called in, I hope you have a lovely drive home.
It's
I dedicate this next song to the person who just called in, because I believe this is how you feel. This one's called Don't Care How Much I Hurt Your Feelings. That was the Carols from Seattle. Claire, I'm really upset. I'm going to miss their show. They're coming to play here on Sunday, June 2nd.
I'll go there.
Please for go you. For me.
Where is it?
I'll
freaking be there.
I'm assuming it's probably going to be at Redgate because pretty much everything's at Redgate. Yeah, the Carols coming here, Redgate playing with Necking and Bedwetters Anonymous. That'll be sick. Right before that was Nice Apple with Hard to Know. And Nice Apple is having a tape release very, very soon, as well as Cave Girl. Both of those bands, double tape release. And the show for that is going to be at Dynamo Arts on May 25th. Dynamo Arts is at 30 East 6th Avenue. Sweet. One more show. Nice Apple is also playing this Saturday with Pale Red, What, Future Star, and Hick. At something called a Lucky's Lounge concert, happening also at Redgate, Saturday, May 18. Check that one out. Okay, what was I gonna say?
You calm?
Yeah. You know, it's cool that people listen to our show, you know?
At least someone was listening.
We have a surprise extra special guest. You comfortable?
I'm comfortable.
Hey, what's your name?
I'm Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
Hey.
You don't have to be that close to the microphone.
I like being close to the mic. I need people to hear me. People in traffic.
Jacob, what are you doing here?
I'm working.
Oh, really?
I'm a working man.
Are you getting paid right now?
I'm paid right now. Don't tell the company I'm working for.
Okay. For what?
An event.
Yeah. Oh,
there you go. Yeah, you look all dressed up. Thought you were a security guard.
Yeah.
Kind of dressed the same as the security.
AV.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. We do not do AV here.
Yeah, you do. A. Do you know what the A in we do AV the a. means?
What does AV stand for?
Audio-visual.
Oh, I thought it was something more cool than that. Hey, you know what I just watched this weekend?
What'd you watch?
The full Matrix trilogy.
Oh, damn.
Mostly by myself. What are your thoughts on that movie, Jacob?
I mean, don't think movies. I've ever watched a whole one. That so was, I was being like in class.
That was me.
Rolled the VCR in.
And then I was like, hey, it's Mother's Day and my mom looks bored, so I'm going to make her watch The Matrix with me. And we both asked a lot of dumb questions. And there were no men there to mansplain the answers for us. So
that's a lovely bonding experience. Matrix or flowers? Claire?
I'm flowers. Still.
Should we get...
She just like...
Let's get into some music. Because apparently that's what...
We're here
people
to
listen to the show for. Mega Mall is a local band. They have a demos album, and I really like it. So here is their song, Smoke Signals.
Thank you. walk soft, honey.
you think the person who called in is still listening?
I hope so.
Okay, because that one was called You Wouldn't Like Me by the Beths from Auckland, New Zealand, off of their album Future Me Hates Me. Gotta love it.
That song gets me right now.
Just gets me. Before that was The Paranoids with Trade Our Sins. They're from LA. And Alimony from Vancouver had a brand new track called Bad Habits. Love it. Okay, you're listening to Deliberate Noise on CITR. I'm your host, Nina Panini, joined, as always, by my special guest, Claire.
Hey.
And it's time now for my favorite segment of our show, basically the only one we have.
Yeah.
It's called the toilet seat cover.
This'll cheer me up.
Okay, I'm excited for today's bathroom review. So, I selected the washrooms in Queen Elizabeth Park.
Okay.
Right by the entrance to the Pitch and Putt.
Nice.
Yeah, there's like a garden there. It's by the tennis courts. I don't know that there's any other bathroom in Queenie. They're probably maybe by
I've never found one,
by the top. But that's the only one I've ever found. So I go in it and want to give it a nice review. So my first thoughts is it's like clean enough.
Okay.
You wouldn't really want a park bathroom to be any more clean than that.
Yeah.
Then that would just be verging on like sterile. Yeah. There was two crushed beer cans on the rim of the garbage, which like really added some character.
And you showed me a photo. They were very politely
placed. Yeah. Yeah. They're like, we're going to just crush these.
Yeah.
But like still kind of put this somewhere that someone can take them and recycle them. Three stalls, one of them temporarily out of order.
Okay.
But I was there like 3 weeks ago and it was
still
out of order. So it's probably just going to be like that.
Yeah.
So I go in the middle stall. The
vortex or something. Or an entrance to the Ministry of Magic.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Sorry.
I should have crawled under. I go in the stall. There's like a pair of like black lacy underwear on top of the toilet. I'm like, cool. Good sign, I think.
Yep.
I think you could comfortably poo here because it was like peaceful and definitely good airflow because the door to the bathroom is always open.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like it would ever get really busy in there. But the way that the toilet flushed, it sounded like it was working really hard.
Okay. In a good way or a bad way?
Bad way. Like the odds of a clog is probably quite high. So I actually don't think I would poo in the Queenie bathroom.
Okay, save it for home.
And there's actually a Google review of this bathroom. I love when there's Google reviews of just bathrooms. And this dude called Rock Nemeth, who I think I'm gonna follow his Google because
he's on it.
He seems to review the bathrooms. He gives it 4 out of 5. Clean, heated, everything works. I think I agree with that.
Yeah.
4 out of 5.
But in your case, everything didn't work. There's one.
Enough things worked. Yeah. And the color scheme was nice. Oh, and there was like really, I want to say like polite graffiti, like very mild, really tiny graffiti that just said rebellion is art. And
demonstrated that by the graffiti.
Yes.
It almost sounds like a movie set. Like
it could be because the color scheme, everything was kind of green and you could definitely.
For like a Netflix show about like angsty people getting drunk in park bathrooms.
It's probably exactly what happens in there. Who's to say? Anyway, okay, cover time now. This one goes out to our friend Kira, who I know has been watching a lot of Adventure Time lately. This is a cover by Puke Sword, who I'm pretty sure is Miles, who used to work here.
Oh, nice.
And is also in Pale Red, but puts out music under the name Puke Sword. And this is a cover of a Rebecca Sugar song called Everything Stays, which is featured in Season 7, Episode 7 of Adventure Time. Let's have a listen.
Glad find something waiting right there where you left it, lying upside down. When you finally find it, you'll see how it's faded. The other side is lighter when you turn it around. Everything stays right where you left it. Everything stays, but it still changes ever so slightly, daily and nightly, in little ways. Everything stays.
You know what's better than reading a great magazine? Reading a great magazine that also helps you fight poverty. Megaphone Magazine is sold by homeless and low-income vendors on the streets of Vancouver and Victoria. Vendors buy magazines for 75 cents and sell them for $2. It's flexible, low-barrier work for people who may not have access to traditional jobs. Download the Megaphone app to find vendors and buy the magazine, even when you don't have change.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located on East Mall between Brock Hall and Irving K. Barber. If you buy a bike from us, bring it back to us when you're done, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took good care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you. Yeah, you heard me right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs. For more information about our buyback policy, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw I, never saw I, never saw I. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her. Holy cow, I never saw a girl like her.
And start again, 'cause all I wanna do is start again. Remove your beliefs and start again, 'cause all I wanna do is start again. Remove your beliefs and start again. 'Cause all I wanna do is start up, start up, start up. Remove your beliefs and start again. 'Cause all I wanna do is start again. Remove your beliefs and start again. 'Cause all I wanna do is start up. Oh.
start again. Cause all I wanna do is start again. Can you see it burning so bright? And is it what you thought it'd be like? It was crisp between the shelf and the door.
Swim Team from their new album V, or did we decide five? That one's called Firefly. Before that, you heard back-to-back songs by Sneaks. It was Holy Cow, Never Saw a Girl Like Her, followed by Beliefs. And that is from Sneaks' new album, Highway Hypnosis.
Remember that time we got dissed on air?
Oh, yeah, that time like 10 minutes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great.
I'm over it, though.
I think I'm over it. It's like college radio.
Yeah.
I'm having a great time. I think it's just cool that we're here doing this.
Me too.
Sometimes I look down at like this board and like all this planning and I'm like, this is really cool.
I know what all these buttons do.
Yeah. And I forget that there's anybody listening. I kind of just want to get run into some more music though, Claire.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we only have like less than 10 minutes left.
And so many songs.
At least 3 songs left that I want to play. First, I want to play some Maze. Maze is from Japan. And I ordered a t-shirt from them because I really like their music. And it came really quickly all the way from Japan. And they sent me this really nice message with a lot of exclamation marks. Says, sent today. Thank you. Tom Whalen, who our ex-drummer, live in Vancouver. We want to go there someday. A lot of exclamation marks and very cute.
They have very, very cute descriptions of their album on the site they sell it on. Mm-hmm. Like their own write-up about their album is one of the cuter album synopses.
I really hope they do come here one day, because I'm not going to be going to Japan anytime soon, but I would love to see Maze play. Let's listen to a song from their tour tape. This one is called Spread the Germicide.
Just send us in the air, we're so
Sometimes you just have to play your favorite song on air.
Yeah.
That was New Order with Age of Consent from Power, Corruption, and Lies.
Such a good song.
I think that's my favorite song in the whole world. Thanks for listening to Deliberate Noise. It has been a blast this Monday. I hope everyone has a great week. It's supposed to rain a little bit, which is a bit relieving.
I'm okay with that. I planted some seeds last week. Yeah.
Of what?
Okay, carrots, leeks, just quickly, mache, arugula, dill.
Yay!
Basil.
That's awesome.
All need water.
Look at you go. Oh, that's awesome. That's great. I'm really excited, Claire, because freak heat waves are coming to town.
I think I'm going to change travel plans just so I can be in town for this show.
Honestly, you should. No, it's fine. We've seen them like 5 times. But yeah, Freak Heat Wave is coming here June 14th at Static Jupiter. I don't know if they have new music or not because they it's been like a year since they released their latest
record.
They
came out with a new album this summer.
That would
be so happy.
Make the summer. There's already so much new music coming out this summer, though.
Yeah, maybe we're overwhelmed.
Even if they don't have a new one, that's totally okay. But we're going to end with the song that got me into Freak Heat Waves. This one's called Design of Success from Bonnie's State of Mind. And stay tuned for more great programming on CITR. I don't know if records management is coming in today. It appears not. But
we miss them.
Nonetheless, there is more good stuff to come. Talk to you next week.
It'd be best.